All right, we're talking with Richard at Northwoods Trading Post in Hancock. Again, thanks for your time today, Richard.
Hey, no problem, Adam.
Well, we kind of covered the lake trout fishing. It's been very good, especially up in Big and Little Traverse Bay by Gay, Michigan there, off the Keweenaw Peninsula. But I'd like to go to Copper Harbor now because I got a tip that the splake have been excellent this year, even though the alewives and smelt have been really low.
Yes. I mean, I got guys coming up here, you know, even out of town, coming on back from Copper Harbor looking for more bait, looking for, you know, a place to fish. And I'm always sending them up to Copper Harbor. And I never had anybody come back and say, hey, I had no luck there. So basically what these guys are using is they're using the same kind of colored lures or jigs, you know, whatever you're rigging up to go fishing for the splake. Same color as the big lakes, the bright neon colors, the orange, pink, and even the bright lake flame red. And they're putting a crawler on there and a bobber, a slip bobber.
Oh, that's interesting. And they're just fishing right there in Copper Harbor? It's pretty obvious.
Oh, right in the harbor, right off the dock. I mean, there's guys that don't even have boats, and they say they got pretty good success up there.
Excellent. Well, let's switch over to the inland lakes. What are you hearing from up in the Keweenaw Peninsula for, you know, any of the inland lakes for walleye, panfish, that kind of thing?
Well, Rice Lake is always a favorite for people because the limits on the size of the fish you could keep is very small in Rice Lake because it's not really deep. But Portage Lake, I heard the walleye has been, they've been coming around, basically.
Mm.
But not as much success as before. Chassel Bay, the crappie, I've heard nothing but good things about that. And then a couple guys mentioned the Twin Lakes. You know, you got your bluegills down there. I mean, I've heard of guys, you know, basically limiting out on bluegills. And then Gratiot Lake also. They're catching walleye in Gratiot Lake.
Okay. And I know they usually don't run very big in Gratiot Lake, but it seems to be a consistent walleye fishery.
And that's why, you know, that's why I seem to mention it, because, I mean, if you want to catch a fish or two, yeah, go to Gratiot Lake. And like you said, the size is mediocre, but you'll get a meal.
Yeah. Okay, let's go back to those crappies in Chassel Bay to finish up here. What are they using for those?
You know, I've heard guys are using the small minnows and the leaf worms, the smaller worms, not the big fat night crawlers.
Okay.
And what they're really jigging them on, I think guys are trying pretty much almost anything.
Richard, thank you for your time today. Good fishing reports.
Okay, thank you, Adam.
Visit Richard at Northwoods Trading Post in Hancock. And this is The Outdoor Show.